Out and about in Western agriculture. A water project through UC Davis is looking at using agricultural land to help replenish groundwater levels. Several trials are going on throughout the state looking to see if the flooding of agricultural land during winter months could make a significant difference in groundwater basin levels.
So we have several projects going on right now where we are looking to estimate the feasibility of using agricultural land to replenish or recharge our groundwater resources during the winter by diverting fractions of flood flows or storm flows as they are occurring, for example, as the result of these atmospheric rivers that we are getting in California.
UC Davis Assistant Professor in Hydrological Sciences, Helen Dahlke, says in a nutshell, the aim is to catch more of the water that comes during the winter rain events.
So the challenge is that we have fairly time-limited storm events and they can, you know, produce quite a bit of rainfall, which then translates into runoff. If these storms occur, for example, in November or December, then most of our surface water reservoirs can actually not hold most of that water just because of flood risk mitigation regulations. So that means that if they let go of that water, it's just flowing out to the sea. And we are hoping that we can just make use of, you know, some fraction of that flood water to replenish groundwater.
Stay with AgNet West for more on this project. I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.